viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, a gol,
Lomu, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, e questo è il gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over
all over New Zealand. People are at their transistor radios cheering.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to call an underarm. We haven't believed it. New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Joy and delight for Team New Zealand.
Welcome, everybody. If you're just tuning in, we're broadcasting from the City of Sails.
But we're not going to talk about anything.
What's the sports brag for France, your home country of which you hail from, Lisa?
Wait, the what? The sports? What? Like the biggest?
Is it the City of Pétanque?
Oh, no, I don't think we've got any wine sports and related...
You guys are big in the rugby, right?
We're getting off track. We're still talking about rugby. Soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But also rugby, sorry. That's what reality.
Also Formula One. Game. Formula One as well.
That's money.
Yes. I think we're just a country of a lot of people, so there's a big variety of sports that people enjoy. Handball, which you guys don't much about.
You play that at the... No, we really play big. That at the school level. Out in
do
the
you?
Courtyard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You don't need much tennis ball in it.
We just need a goal. And
hey, look, we're talking esports, though.
We are.
What is this, though? Is it?
Okay, it's like e-cigarettes or email. It's electronic things.
So the biggest vape cloud you can do.
Yes.
What have you got there? You got a bit of paper with a few things.
Have a lot. I've got like little graphs and stuff.
Okay, so we'll take us. You do have a graph.
I do. I've got two. I didn't make them, but I did steal them from the internet.
Esports, lol. I've been paid to play and to Las Vegas for esports.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
That's okay. So say that's
I read that wrong, but not a big problem.
That's something that's happening now. Esports for electronic sports, which is also called gaming, like online gaming,
right,
and that kind of stuff. Except
oh,
it
that's
used
the
to
way
be...
of the world, actually, to be fair.
No,
isn't it?
I
it's
think
moving
it's
that
e-sport.
Way.
And no. Now it's one word. No dash, no nothing, just one word.
Okay.
Esports.
But what I'm saying is that's where the big money is and stuff. Like
oh,
gaming
definitely.
Has gone crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That's why I've got graphs. Because it's about the economy of the sport. But I think, so the first point that we need to address is it a sport? Because it's a bit contentious.
Okay,
there's
well
definitely
we covered,
debate
we
going
covered
on.
What a sport is the other day.
Yeah, so a lot of people say it's not a true sport because it doesn't have that sort of physical aspect
right.
to it.
But hand-eye coordination is serious.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that.
We covered competitive Rubik's cubing as a sport.
I watched
I would
a kid juggling Rubik's cubes and, like, solving three Rubik's cubes, just juggling, and it was a competition of who could do it the fastest, not that this was the only person that could do it.
The thing is, that is a real-world activity, whereas esports...
Yes.
Even
John doesn't
it's
like it.
Coordination. Wait,
John is not a
real
fan.
Sport,
he's old school.
Not in the real world, mate.
Okay, well.
Get out of here.
You're a wrecking
debate
machine.
Debate is definitely alive. But a lot of people would agree to disagree with you.
I disagree. I think esports are a real thing.
And actually, esport competitions have appeared alongside other sports in just one competition, like multi-sport events.
Right.
Especially the Asian Games, because... gaming is really big in
massive.
Asia.
Yep.
So yeah, they've been handed medals to competitors.
Okay.
So you can make that
a tangible
also,
actual medal, not like an email.
No.
Okay.
No, a real.
So the E
yeah,
stands for electronic, doesn't it? Just like email.
It does.
Okay,
exactly.
Got it.
So
they do. They pile into huge big stadiums and watch people. Game competitively on big screens.
Yeah,
is that correct?
I think so. The most biggest ones are flat screen situations, but I want to lean towards the VR kind of e-sport.
Oh, I don't know. Not into VR. What kind of research do you think I've done? Not that.
Oh my god, someone just texted in VR esports. Checkmate. It's true, because once you get in the VR, you're starting to move around and stuff.
Oh,
so
there you go.
That's where it starts to get physical.
Okay, so maybe it will be a sport
Ready
at some point.
Ready Player One.
Okay.
But some people have tried to get it into the Olympics, by the way.
Oh, time will
and
get that in there. Don't worry about that.
Definitely thought about it. They're trying to get it into the Olympics for 2024.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? Which
what game?
Sport?
Which e-sport?
Just playing games.
Right.
Just the usual game. Although, they tend to say that they might
playing
just
hearts?
Do...
California games.
No, okay. Yeah. All right, I got to start again because this isn't really giving you an overview. Okay. So most of the, there's like a few different games that you can play that qualify, I suppose, as esport. And like you've got, so in the 90s, it was really like fighting games like Street Fighter and stuff like that. And like first person shooters. And then in the 2000s, you had the development of real time strategy kind of games. In 2010 plus, what's coming now is like multi-battle online arena style kind of thing. So it's evolving, obviously.
It's but you've so got hype, different man. Someone should go online and watch genres. Some of these videos. It's crazy.
Yeah.
My the thing is, I can see little kids love watching other people game with commentary on YouTube. So
I like watching gaming more than playing it.
If I had grown up doing that, I could see the attraction to going into a big arena with thousands of other people watching people game, because it could be quite fun.
Is there a big marijuana culture that comes along with this gaming culture?
I know there's a big performance enhancing drugs culture that comes with it. Cheating scandals? No, it's a real thing. They actually usually like
mushrooms?
No, not that kind. No, they do stuff like Ritalin and Adderall and all these drugs that heighten your focus.
That's terrible.
And your concentration, and it's like, you know, it improves your reaction time and it. Yeah, so a lot of energy drinks that are like advertising specifically and targeting specifically gamers is a real big thing. But yeah, there's actually been a few drug scandals in the history of esports. And certain professional leagues have actually banned the use of such things.
Oh, by the way, what about catheters and stuff? Is that a thing?
What's that?
Like when you just got your...
Oh, like what, when you pee into a tube.
I don't even have to leave. I don't have to save or anything. I can just keep playing.
I'm sure that's not... Yuck. That doesn't count as like a cheating thing.
You're going to tell us when you get to the graph, the graph that you got at.
This is quite a timely conversation because school holidays have basically just kicked off.
Yes.
Should be studying.
I mean, school holidays, mate. Do what you want.
Okay.
But gaming, if you've got kids in the house, where do you draw the line? What's too much... screen time, like 10 hours gaming online, is that too long?
What, per day?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that's quite a lot.
That's
like your active
day.
Time. That's like, you know, like if you exclude the time you eat or the time you sleep, that's pretty much your
you
active
part of your day. You know, like in today's modern society, parents are like at work most of the time. The kids are gaming.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not uncommon. And if you want to be a professional, you definitely have to.
How many hours of gaming can kids be doing?
Yeah, but at least the kid's not getting like a bung knee for life because somebody told the kid that, oi, you need to be awesome and try hard.
No, but one thing though that they've noticed is that professional players.
No concussions?
Professional esport players. They're usually in their mid to late teens and they have to retire in their mid 20s.
We had an old newsreader. We had an old newsreader, a BFM newsreader, Mac.
Yeah.
He was a gamer.
Yeah, he's retired now.
Nice guy.
Earned a little bit of money.
I won the Oceania hattrick.org season 27 cup, beating 3,500 others, then beat Egypt before losing to Iran. Or Iran. How do you say that? Iran.
I think you say Iran.
Thank you.
That's pretty impressive.
There you go.
But one thing I think we need to...
Oh, Wipeout. Someone's shouting out Wipeout. That's actually really mint because the Amorphous Androgynous or Future Sound of London did the soundtrack for that.
No, but
really
check this out. I think you missed the punchline. Hey, guys, there was nothing like playing Wipeout 2097 on a nice tab.
I did a little Alex the Kid in that vein, actually. It's pretty good.
Too young for that. Yeah, I think it's a real sports just because they also have developed some professional... things.
Yeah, the money. I'm making a money sign. It's real when the money's there. Money is big, eh? Like, what are the prizes in this? It's epic. It's
so
crazy.
I need to find... Oh, I've got something that's called prize money on my paper, so yes. I better read that.
There's so much money with gaming because there's so much money associated with games.
Yeah, the giveaway... Okay, this one game is called Dota 2.
Actually texted
it's
in yesterday.
Awarding about $86 million US dollars in prize money.
What?
How much?
$86 million US dollars. It's not like, I mean, it's obviously spread out.
Jesus.
On the players.
Yeah.
Not just one person doesn't get $86 million, but, you know, that's how much money they're investing in
that.
That's
no joke.
No, that's not.
Who are the major sponsors of these? Like Coca-Cola?
So it's usually, I don't know about sponsors, but usually what happens is that the game developers decide to create their own professional league.
Right, right.
So they get professional players that they give a salary to, and they give them a contract and benefits, right. And they get them to participate in the league, and then they get money off it being broadcasted.
This would be so weird, eh? Because the kids would be getting dragged around, and then the fam, like a couple of, like, there'd be just like an area of concerned parents trying to take care of their kids while all this crazy stuff is happening.
Pac-Man? Maybe? Do people still play Pac-Man?
Oh, no. Man, do you want to turn your mic off,
you're
actually?
Too old.
What's the big
game? Okay. League of Legends, what's that?
Sim Is
that
City?
Some sort of... I actually know nothing about games, Religious which is really bad.
I was going to go there.
I think League of Legends, I think, is a game. There you go. No, it's stuff
League
like,
of Legends is the biggest one?
I think so. And Dota 2 seems to be... I don't know what that is, but it's like a big one.
Someone will want to just be going, oh my God, shut up, you idiots.
That's what we're
for. Serious about this way. But yeah, lots of money in there for sure. Let's look at those graphs now.
Yes, finally, the graph.
Yeah. Esport revenue growth in the US $1 million. In 2017, $465 million in revenue for that 1 year.
Wow.
And the audience is growing quite exponentially, actually. Got about 145 million people that watch it, which, that's quite the market there.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching darts, so it's got to be better than watching darts, you know?
Well, it seems Sky Sports thinks the same as you because they have darts, but they also have esports now. They started, well, I don't think they have it at the moment, but last winter in August, they did like a 3-month pop-up channel that was broadcasting that.
Do you esport, Lisa? I've got a funny feeling you love esports.
No, I don't. I don't know anything about those things, to be honest. Good. I didn't grow up with that.
You've gone deep, though. For the record, Lisa narrowed her eyes when she said, no, I don't, at Big Hungry.
I wasn't picking that response.
A look of scorn.
I am not that person. No, but, you know, respect to people who like it. It's just not my thing. You know, I watch traditional sports. I don't really practice traditional sports. I like watching the rest of it, but that's okay.
Well, that's
But it's fine because, you know, you've got 145 million other people that are really into it. So
it's on the up and
good.
Up. It's on the up and up. I mean, you know, when you got like the consoles that you can link into and stuff on your own time, you know, like your PlayStations and stuff, that's when it really starts getting a little bit, you know, and playing someone in Brazil at FIFA, or, you know, it gets buzzy, you know, it's kind of cool.
I don't know. I like to play my friends. I really suck. They beat me all the time.
Oh, it's
but,
coming out
you
now.
Know,
wait a minute.
That's kind of alright. Well, you know, some stuff, some like sports stuff that you play on your
it's
console
just that John
or whatever.
Doesn't
or like,
do it at all, then you,
oh, Call of
John,
Duty and stuff like
you
that.
You do a little bit of it apparently now.
Big Hungry's brother's just sticks in, and we know that he's a big gamer.
Oh, he's
so
a big gamer. Big gamer.
There he is there.
Oh, he is. There he is. Yeah, my brother's multiple screens, and he's also got a VR set up in the lounge. It's powerful.
Yes.
It's good. It's good.
That's the future.
A little bit of DAC and VR. It's fun.
Big Hungry's. What is it when you've got an older brother? Like senior? That's your old man, right?
Lisa, thank you so much
for
delving into esports for
That's
us.
Okay.
Anything else we need to know? Look out kind of thing?
Just invest your money in it. Oh, and women, go in there because you're only 22% of the whole thing. What?
It just doesn't make sense.
What, that women would...
Why is this constantly oppressed in every area? What's going on? It's
you
just
know,
a video
the
game.
World.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, thank you, Lisa.
Okay.
Persigue Manuel al centro, sabe. Sí, 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 no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de Andrea.
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.
Let's go, ready?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.